Stop, look and listen. That is what we need to do when it comes to level crossings, according to, well, the New South Wales Police and Sergeant Kelly Winks. Kelly, how are you doing today?
Morning. I'm doing really well, thank you.
Now, the police are actually doing or running a program in our Hunter region regarding level crossings at the moment.
Yeah, that's correct. We're at the moment focusing on the Midwestern Council area of the Bylong Valley.
Hard to believe that people would disobey crossing signals, don't you reckon, Kelly?
Oh, no, I agree. It's one of those things, like, trains can't swerve. So unfortunately, they should be the ones to have the right of way. And people just take a lot of risks around level crossings.
They really do take unnecessary risks. What's the penalty for disobeying a level crossing signal?
It's $464 and 3 points. So it is quite hefty, but it does signify the seriousness of the offence that we're trying to prevent people from committing.
Kelly, there have been a number of accidents in recent times, haven't there?
Yeah, unfortunately, there was quite a serious accident down south earlier this year where two people, unfortunately, they lost their life. So, again, this awareness campaign is just us trying to ensure that the community, you know, treat level crossings with as much safety and as much caution as they possibly can.
What sort of excuses or reasons do people give for disobeying the signals when they get pulled up, Kelly?
Well, a lot of things, you know, they're running late for work, maybe they weren't paying attention. We are finding a lot of people are quite distracted these days with mobile phones.
Yeah.
And just life in general, like, you could be driving that same stretch of road day in, day out, and you might be daydreaming about something else and your attention is somewhere else. And not really taking in your surroundings.
You'd think this was an instance where people that weren't familiar with the region or the area or the fact that there's a level crossing might be the most at danger, but it's actually locals, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is a trend that we're still seeing, that it is the locals in the area that do drive those roads day in, day out, that unfortunately find themselves in situations, you know, where they're taking risks with trains.
And Kelly, do you have some safety tips to help drivers stay safe when it comes to level crossings?
Just be aware. As I said, you know, just look at the traffic lights, look at the flashing lights, don't be on your phone, don't speed, and just obey the road rules. As I said, if you do that, the chances of you having an incident with a train are heavily reduced.
It does seem pretty obvious, doesn't it? Have you issued many fines?
In the last 2 years, we've given out nearly 1,000 fines for level crossing offences. Enforcement campaign, we started yesterday for the Bylong Valley area. Already we've issued 4 tickets for level crossing related offences. So it is of concern.
The line wasn't perfect there, but what I did pick up was the fact that in just this short time, you've already issued 4 infringements for the Bylong Valley area. Is that right?
That's correct.
Wow. Well, ultimately, the lesson is stop, look and listen when it comes to level crossing. I'd also add there's no need to risk it. Just take your time and wait. Sergeant Kelly Weeks, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today.